catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello, Australia, and welcome to our big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mick Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous
Hello.
Dave. All joining us on this World Rhino Day.
Oh, well done, Rhino.
Spare a thought for the rhinos.
We love the rhinos.
They're under the pump, and to discuss their future, Ray Dearlove, Rhino Ray,
yeah.
A mate of mine.
What a great name.
He's just released a book about it, and he was the founding member of the Australian Rhino Project. He's a proud South African, now living in Australia. He's a ripping fella. He's coming on. We're going to get to the bottom of all that.
Yeah. One of the most incredible animals in the world.
You got that right, and let's keep it that way, and let's keep them on deck for as long as we can. They are under the pump, as they say in the classics. Who else is on the show today, Jane?
Well, we have our great mate,
David O'Neill.
I thought, why was I going to say someone else? But it is Dave O'Neill today. I'm sorry, Dave.
Is it?
Yeah, it is
Dave.
It's on the show.
Do you know what I mean?
What did
I was confused too, but it is Dave O'Neill today. And I'm very happy to have a chat with Dave today.
All right. Now, as well
sorry, I've thrown you. Well, I've got entertainment news.
We have all that. We will also. And we're going to talk about who you had a crush on.
Oh. Well, we are. That's coming up. That's going to be very exciting because it's been started by something. Hold that thought because I want to get back to it.
It's on the way down the
pipe. Yeah, it is.
Hey, got someone you need to apologise to or something to apologise for. Ellen's
well, you
apologized.
Would have a lot of people to apologise to.
Quite the list.
Ellen's apologised. We'll play you hers and then we'll get you on the line to do the same.
Come
on. You know
it's
what
a forum.
You've done.
Mm. And we're a warm and welcoming forum here, so you can feel safe.
Yeah,
if you want to say sorry to someone, there's no way we will make fun of you or be rude to you about
I will.
It.
Yeah. Nerd alert. Oh. There is a nerd alert. New emojis are out and about.
Yay. Is it that time already? I
get
love
James
new.
Back in, I suppose.
I am such an emoji person, I can't begin to tell you.
I
love it so much. I love
What's
emojis.
What's your favourite emoji?
Yeah.
It currently is the desert island with the palm tree and the beach because it's so far away from anyone's life. Going, you know, on a holiday? That's what I love at the moment. Am I still on air? Testing.
She'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through
on
the big program. We mentioned it's World Rhino Day. The bloody rhinos, they're prehistoric animals.
They are incredible and...
They're under the pump because...
The black and the white.
A few dicks from Asia think that they can get a stiffy by... I don't know, snorting the horn of a rhino. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
And it is.
For this, one of the most ancient animals that's to roam the earth is now under severe
Have
pressure.
Have you seen a baby rhino? How cute they
yes,
are.
Yes, they're very cute.
Oh, my God. I'm a big rhino fan, and I can't wait to speak with Rhino Ray.
Rhino Ray, he's a cracking fella, and I'll be intrigued to learn that you've actually tagged a rhino too.
I have in South Africa.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'll let him know. Thank you. I have been to Africa. It's one of the highlights of my life, and I'll speak to him.
When you've got some spare time, just go and hassle all the wildlife in Africa, do you?
Hassle
the apes, and now you've got the rhinos.
I know, and I've done a cheetah.
Have you?
You know, I get around.
When you say you tag a rhino,
Tagged a rhino, no. We went out, a vet invited my 10-year-old son, well, my son who was 10 at the time, to go and tag a rhino to get samples of its hair and its skin, its tusk and everything.
And the clock's ticking, isn't it? You tag
you can
a rhino,
only do it for 5 minutes.
The clock's ticking, you get out of the chopper, you get down there.
Oh, wow.
It's like a pit stop.
You don't want them to wake up when you're there doing it, trust me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
happened
anyway.
To me once. I just
really?
Woke up.
Did you?
Were people tagging you?
I had the feeling I'd been tagged. Felt strange. I went, oh, that's all a bit weird.
People were taking
no one's
skin
here,
tags.
But, yeah, I'm a bit sleepy.
From you. Well, you know what? I can laugh about you and all I like, and I quite like doing that. But in 1993, you were tagged, so to speak, as being one of the hottest men on earth.
Oh, I hate talking about this, but go on.
What are you talking
Hang on,
about?
Let me just pull myself together from laughing.
What do you mean?
Okay.
Well, it wasn't just me, by the way. If you read the article from
I'm
Hit
going
magazine.
To read the article. Stand by. On Twitter, it's been brought to our attention that in 1993 there was a list of the hottest guys on the planet.
right.
Number one was Jeremy Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Singer. Yeah, a lot of pop star.
He's probably dead now.
Again, too quick, Dave.
Number two, just to give you an idea what was happening in 1993, number two was Dieter Brummer. Okay, so you're with me?
Yeah.
All right, then
was
we go.
Was he Pizza Boy?
No, that was Diamond.
Diamond Hydrogen. Hydrogen bomb.
Number seven, coming in new, was Peter Andre. Number nine was Luke Perry. That's sad.
Get to the newcomers shooting up with that.
1993, promising newcomers. The Late Show's Santo Chilaro, Rob Sitch, and Mick Molloy.
Bang, all into the top 30.
Newcomers.
Made a starting entry in the top 30. Just goes to show how attractive laughter can be.
Yes, thank you.
That's a bit
I think that's fair.
How'd that work out for you too, like being a newcomer?
It was how'd like it work out? Actually,
it worked out very well.
Ship in those days.
Trust me.
I had to really be careful.
Honestly, it worked out very well for him. I can tell you. Because you always had beautiful girls on your arm.
Well, those were the days.
you always had beautiful girls.
Terrible choice.
What happened?
But largely good it was. It was a good time to be alive.
It was good times. I mean, so...
Did you have a crush on us? Or you had a crush on Rob? Were you going out with Rob at that stage?
Yeah, when did you start sort of swinging hands?
I don't remember.
Oh! Here we go.
I don't recall.
That would have been around that time. It's just a murky memory for me.
Late Show?
No. It would have been Late Show.
Yeah. I don't remember.
You do remember.
Executive meetings, were there?
What was going on? Rehearsal?
When was it official, just out of interest?
And when did you...
Was it when you see him rocket into the top 30? You went...
Could have
chosen me. You would have looked at that list and gone,
I could have chosen you.
Tommy G or...
I could have chosen...
Tommy G in...
No,
what?
He didn't
in
make the top 30.
Tommy G's not on the list.
No, either is put... Tony, Tommy and Jason didn't make the list. I don't know what's going on there. He's a bit harsh.
Who did you have a crush on in those days? Who were you?
Well, I had a crush on Donny Osmond.
In 1993, who was...
No, but still, I always had a crush on Donny Osmond, David Cassidy, Scott Baio, Leif Garrett.
They're all dead or nuts.
They're not all dead or nuts. Donny Osmond is alive and well.
Donny Osmond.
Did Leif Garrett die?
No, did he?
I'm not sure.
I've done a knicky. Leif Garrett's dead.
Hang on.
Look it up, Google it.
Stand by.
Bloody hell.
Leif Garrett's
dead. I thought Donny Osmond was dead too.
No.
He's not dead.
He's still going.
Scott Baio's a nut.
He turned up at the Republican Trump supporter. Oh, hang on. I'm just looking at Leif Garrett now. Oh, dear.
Yes.
He's 58.
Oh, but he's alive.
He is alive. Well done.
Just.
He's dead to you, though.
He's dead to me.
That's what I meant to say.
But I tell you, that's a good thing. What about Dave? Who did you love? Who was your crush?
I was a big fan. I used to watch a lot of Neighbours back in the day, so I was quite a fan of the Blakely twins back in the day. I had a little...
Jillian.
I like the Blakely twins.
I can't like the Blakely twins.
No, you can't.
They're yours.
You got the one with the wonky lip.
But they're twins. How can one be wonky?
No,
that's Gail and Jillian. Gail and Jillian.
That's
which
right.
one? Well, you can have one each.
No, I'm going for Jane Scully.
Jane Scully.
From Young Talent Time.
Oh.
Well, she was classy, I have to say.
She could dance.
She was one of the classiest Young Talent Time.
I tell you what,
members.
Is this a good one? 133353. Let's get this cracking.
Yes.
Tell us your crush.
Who was your crush?
Come on, childhood, when you were young. Who did it for you?
Yeah.
We'll work out just the maths on Jane. What year? 93. I think you would have been in a relationship.
Hang on. Think so. I'm going to look at who I was up to.
We'll find out.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
And we're talking about your crush.
And why are we doing that?
Oh, because apparently you were like one of the hottest newcomers in...
No, mate. In 1993, I was named one of the top 30 hottest men on Earth. On
Earth,
Dave.
Okay, but it was
And by the way, that was a strong year for hotties. That was a very fierce contestant.
But we have to get the perspective right.
Along with Rob Sitch, he struggled a bit, but he was okay. And Santo Chilaro.
It was in an Australian magazine, like Hit Magazine like that.
Oh, what are you trying to do?
No, Tommy G.
I'm not saying it wasn't in Esquire. It wasn't in Time Magazine.
No, that's right.
Or Maxim, where you were 92, was it?
I beg your pardon.
100?
You were. I think
I have moved so up that list, it's not funny. Who? These are other people that were in that list at the time.
It's like the daily COVID results. Every year Maxim comes out, I've gone up, I've gone down. Now I'm at 78.
Well, number 15 was John Stamos, and he's still hot now.
He hasn't aged a bit, that guy.
Brendan Fraser, where's he now? Simon Denny, Simon Baker Denny.
Simon Denny, he kicked on.
Yeah, he did all right, the Mentalist.
Jeez, I haven't really pushed on much, have I, since 93? I think I'm surrounded by losers.
This is hilarious. Yeah. But we've got lots of calls from people.
We said, who's your first crush? Who really tripped your trigger? Got to the juices flowing. Back in the day. Robert, fill us in, mate. Guys? Who was it? Who was it for you?
It was actually, you guys reminded me of it. It was Melissa George.
Oh, yes.
Dean of Brothers, Mrs. on Home and Away.
What was her name?
Angel.
You still remember. Angel from Home and Away.
Yeah, popular.
That would have been one of Melissa George's first hit outs.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, it was.
And who was her boyfriend? Do you remember who and the time in the show?
It was Dieter Brummer.
Dieter Brummer. It was Shane. They were a glamour couple, I have to tell you.
Yeah,
in the day.
And when Shane died was probably one of the most watched shows on Home and Away.
All right, John Michaelhausen, settle down. All right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope you're not going to say in all of Australia, but you did say Home and Away, so that's all right.
Hey, Robert. Slab for you.
Case of Brick Lane, you've got the draft. We'll pop it in the mail for you, mate.
We love the draft.
Thank you very much, guys.
Available at Dan Murphy's.
Yeah, that's first choice liquor as well.
Done. Hey, David.
Excellent.
David, who's the crush?
Being from New Zealand, I'm 53, and I had a crush on Sharon O'Neill.
Oh. Sharon O'Neill.
Well, she was a hottie.
She was a pocket rocket and a half.
A pocket rocket, you say?
Yeah.
A pocket rocket.
She looked a bit like Susie Quattro because she had the leather happening and she sang these remarkable songs.
You know who she looked like?
Sharon O'Neill.
This will be good.
Here we go.
A female version of the leader of the leader from Uncanny X-Men.
Brian Mannix. Yes.
She looks like a female Brian Mannix.
That is very insulting to Sharon.
She had the
same vibe. Yeah, if you squinted your eyes really, really hard.
It was like a female. By the way, I know you, Brian Mannix did it for you. You told me privately once.
Really?
I've never said that in my life.
Your style. It's just
50
your
years,
style.
Uncanny X-Men.
No.
You know I got locked up to Uncanny X-Men, didn't
what?
You?
What?
I did. I got locked up.
What do you mean?
I went and saw Uncanny X-Men at the P Hotel on Melbourne Cup Eve and spent the night in the lockup in Frankston. That's a long story.
Brian Mannix is a great guy. Shout out to him.
And I love he's Brian Mannix.
Yeah. He is a ripper. John, what are you saying?
I'm putting him in the same exalted air as Sharon O'Neill. I'm giving them both a big rap.
It's because they both had black eyeliner. That's what's going on.
Yeah, and kind of, you know. Yeah.
Pocket rockets.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank Ben's you, David. Ben's hello, on, Ben.
Ben's on the line.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. I loved Tony Perrin when I was about 13 years old.
Tony Perrin.
Who didn't love Tony Perrin?
She had that Girl Next Door look and was that song I Want You?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
She was a double threat, wasn't she? She was an actor and singer.
Double.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say triple because she could dance
as
well.
She was. I had dinner with her once, but I don't. I don't like to go.
Pause. Hold. What?
But you weren't. You didn't do anything like that. She would have to call the police.
Was this 1993?
Not
on the list.
It's all right, isn't it? She wouldn't have any charges against her.
Hell.
I worry.
Good fun.
Tony Perrin. Hey, that's a great one. Thanks, Ben.
Very good. Well done, Tony. Ben. Chris.
Hello, Chris.
We're going overseas now, are we, Chris? What? Don't like the local girls.
What's that, sorry?
Don't like the local girls. Right? Not good enough for you. You have to go overseas, do we? Who was it?
I'm a bit older. Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Play which
the crush
one?
Thing, Dave.
The original Wonder Woman.
Linda
Carter.
That outfit, oh, my God.
Oh, the outfit. The outfit.
Settle down.
It's one of those ones, it's like the gold bikini from...
The Gold Coast?
Your Bond.
Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, right. Princess Leia.
Princess Leia's gold bikini when she gets...
Carrie Fisher, yeah.
I would say, though, that...
There it is.
But Linda Carter was really stunning. Wasn't she a former Miss America or Miss Universe? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a great one. I agree. She can lasso me anytime.
That's a, by the way, though, that's a pissy superpower.
What?
What?
Oh, it's a lasso that makes you tell the truth.
Oh, she had other powers besides a lasso.
An invisible helicopter, wasn't it?
I'll tell you what. Who in Victoria doesn't want an invisible jet right
now? Yeah.
Who was the rougher version of?
you dreamt that there was a rougher version of a female superhero.
You know, the New Zealand girl.
We had her on the show once.
Bonk you on the head with
it. Zena. Princess Warrior. She came on this show a couple of years ago.
Can you not call her rough?
Zena. Did we introduce? Did she come on this very show? Oh, I can't believe it.
Really?
I remember
that. Yes. I can't remember.
I think in the first year on the show she came in. Yeah, she's
Zena.
Beautiful.
She hot?
She was amazing.
She's okay.
She's very popular and has a following.
You know, she was in a detective series.
Oh,
correct.
Right. Settle down.
That's it.
She was in a detective series that was out last year. It's just
okay, no, we've got to get to these. Okay, past Shane. Let's go to Tim. Tim. Okay.
Hello, Tim.
Tim, who is it?
Yeah, how you going, guys?
Who is it?
Yeah, Ada Nicodemo.
Ada
Nicodemo and Rebecca Elmaloglio. Between them, can't go past.
Rebecca Elmaloglio got it right. And Shane, we can't get you, Shane, but he wanted to say Samantha Fox.
But that's quite an obvious one because of her knockers being out all the time.
Yeah, big cares. Page three. Those were the days.
Thank you for your calls, everybody.
In 93,
great.
I would have had a chance. Okay. Look at me now.
Get me alone.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
It is World Rhino Day. Rhino Ray, dear love, is going to come up in about 10, 15 minutes from now. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
We've thrown the playbook out the window.
This is fun. Loving this.
We're having fun talking about your crushes as a young kid, because not many people know this, but I was once one of the hottest men on earth. As described in Hit Magazine 93, top 30 with a bullet.
You were a breakout.
Breakout year for me. Yeah.
And where did it go from there? Were you on the list the next year?
What happened?
Look, the flame burnt brightly for a minute. And then there was eternity.
What about Cleo? Did you ever on the Bachelor?
Oh, I was in the Cleo. Well. I never really charted. Right. It wasn't really.
Oh, you didn't have to go through the rigmarole.
Yeah, I think you were. Eddie McGuire was in the Cleo Bachelor.
No, I think we got asked and we never went on.
Rob was in it.
I've read Rob's profile out on here.
And Eddie definitely was in it.
You know, Eddie wanted to go to France. Eddie wanted to win a quaddy and go to France.
Yeah.
No, but it's the...
How romantic.
You can't win it. You can't win Bachelor of the Year. You can come runner-up. Because if you win, it's the first thing that comes up in your profile, as Andy Lee discovered. It's still when you Google Andy Lee, it says winner of Bachelor of the Year.
Sticks to it.
Hey, all right. And Kerry's on the line. Kerry, who was your crush when you were at that sensitive age?
Yeah, hi, Mick. Jane, you'll remember this one. Ray Burgess.
Oh, my God, of course.
Hey,
Ray Burgess.
Ray Burgess.
Touch Me.
Yeah. Touch Me, that's it.
Here it is.
What album was it, Jane?
Well, I think it was Explosive Hit 74, I remember it being on.
I preferred Ripper, which had the song list written on the girl's butt cheek.
Ripper 76.
Which was ripped out the back of her jeans.
Hey, that's it. So there's a bit of a song for you. That was amazing.
Well done, Kerry.
Thank you, Kerry.
Don't give her a slab, Dave.
Okay, case of Brick Lane coming your way, Kerry. Thank you for calling in from
the
South
draft
Australia.
Is the draft. Love it.
Available at Dan Murphy's. Yeah, well done.
Brady.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Who
was your crush?
Tanya Zaeta from Who Dares Win.
Very popular.
I know many guys who had a crush on Tanya. Mm-hmm.
Tanya Zaeta, mother of twins.
Yes, she literally had twins, and she only recently, I think they've just turned two, and she did it a bit later in life, and good for her. Was hard
a bona fide hottie who was always prevalent on the nightclub circuit.
And a really good chick.
Top chick. I'll take your word for it. So I've met her a couple of times. She seems like one of the good ones.
Good on
her.
All right.
Tony.
G'day. How's it going?
Hello, Tony. Who was doing it for you?
Yeah, who's your crush?
Mate, it was Sigrid Thornton.
Sigrid. Now, Siggy.
Oh, Siggy. Yep.
There was a time when Siggy ruled. It was It was Siggy's world.
Was it
world,
All the Rivers Run?
All the Rivers Run around there.
Yes. Pre-sea
change, sea change.
Man from Snowy River.
Yeah, she was
Man from Snow River, yes. Oh, and she's also a great chick.
Siggy.
Yep. She is one of the good
and
ones.
And I think she had a bit of a crush on you, too.
I don't like talking about it.
What do you mean?
No, she did. She's actually told me, sadly.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's must
she won't mind I've said that.
She won't mind.
Can I just credit Shannon Gill, who has brought this to our attention, care of Chris Fresh, TV Hottest Hits. Mm. This is where we're getting this from. We should credit because it came up on Twitter today. Yeah, Chris Fresh was the one who got it. I just have to do things like that, but I just got to double check that I get it right.
But the bottom line is I was one of the hottest men on earth in 1993. As was Rob, who were trying to work out if was he your boyfriend at the time.
Yeah, so 93 The Late Show would have been on.
Were you in a relationship? Yes, it would have been.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to answer like they are currently doing in the Royal, in the commission going on in Victoria quarantine, where I go, I don't recall.
It means you were, but you weren't being forward about it.
Was it clandestine?
Well, yeah, it was obviously going on.
It's just
behind the group dynamics.
A secret relationship, wasn't it?
Rubbish.
All right.
I don't remember. Let's go to Kane. Right.
G'day, Kane.
Hey, Kane.
Yes, I would have to say Jane Kennedy.
Oh. Jane Kennedy. Tell you what, you would have been half a chance too.
I beg you, hang on. Hang on. Well, let's work out you. How old are you, Kane?
Yeah, tell us about yourself.
Oh, old enough, I guess.
Well, I don't know. Am I an older woman? Yeah, you're 40. Well, we're similar in age, so we would be about the same age.
Yeah, it's getting a bit Oedipal now, isn't it?
No, it's not. We're the same age. If you said you're 40.
Yeah, same age. Yeah.
Kane, what was it about me that you
Well, I was a huge fan of The Late Show at the time.
Yeah.
Yes, but anyway, getting back to me.
James, funny and attractive and all those things. A lot of young boys.
And that's right. Hot to trot, as Mick has said, and apparently.
And all right, and good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let's give Kane a slab of everything.
Oh, what do you mean? Because he talked to you.
Because I'm the hotter.
I reckon you must have had a slab when he thought you were.
Stop it.
No. Kane, you've got case of Brick Lane.
You know you're a hottie. No, I'm being wound up, but I'm not going.
No, John, I'm not going either because we've got one more we've got to get to.
Come on, John.
Yeah, John, give it to us.
Hey, Mickey and Jane. Yeah, look, this will bring back the memories. Karen Knowles from Young Talent Time. What a smile.
Australia's sweetheart.
What an absolute smile.
I was more of a Sally Boyden sort of person myself, more so than Karen Knowles.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Karen Knowles was good. And let's go to Brian just finally, who's got one of the all-time classics for me.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any better than this, I'm afraid. Brian, who was your crush?
Good afternoon, folks. It has to be Delvine Maloney, Mrs. Strop.
As we said, something... Good looking, good
she
at comedy.
Is gorgeous.
Lots
and a,
of
and
lots
a great
of
bird.
Yeah.
Okay, and well done all.
Thank you, everyone.
Everyone take a lie down now.
We loved hearing
stay
about
on the
your
line.
Crushes.
Jane wants to speak to you.
Just for a quick chat.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With more Karen Knowles more often.
Oh.
Was that a hit?
It was a hit. Huge hit, that song.
I used to sing that karaoke.
Is that your karaoke song?
They don't have a great record, I think. There's a few fell through the cracks of the old post.
Young Talentine
team, did they not?
I think
classic child star Hoover.
I think there are sort of, there's a few people that emerged okay. But, I mean, and Jamie Redfern was one. Tina Arena, Danny Minogue.
Yeah.
I mean, I was obsessed. I went as an 18-year-old and sat in the audience.
Did you really?
My sister and I both.
A bit old, isn't it?
Yeah, it is actually. As we towered over all the children.
Did you sing "All My Loving" at the end with Johnny?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We swayed to it.
Did you ever audition for that yourself?
Actually, you would have been.
You know what? I asked my mother if I could go to the Johnny Young Talent School, and she would not let me. And I'll never forgive her.
Probably dodged a bullet there. Yeah. I think that's good parenting.
Yeah.
Really?
In retrospect,
she said, no.
Would you let your children be in that?
No, I would say there's plenty of time for that.
Right,
there's plenty of time for that. I was trying to think because we're talking about this because I was acknowledged as one of the 30 hottest men on earth. I'm trying to think what else I won. I once won Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year.
And that's an honour to have. That's pretty good. I would be
that
very
That is a very big one, actually.
I'd be happy for that.
That was, when you think of all the odds.
Bloody hell.
And what have you won in your life? It's a good one to bat around.
Who else was on the list in the Ralph
Maynard? I think Hughesy came in about 11. He was ropeable because I had taken the chockies. Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year. And I used to be an opening line. I'm on high. So what do you do? Oh, look, I'm currently Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year.
I miss that magazine.
Well, that's a good call. You miss that magazine.
It's a good magazine. It's good jokes in it and pub ammo.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
Something for the lads.
And, of course, you're rewarded as Canberra's favourite son as well. So
well, I'm Canberra's favourite son. I'm so many
But you're
things.
Also Frankston's favourite son and Mount Eliza's favourite son.
Sure. That's the way I roll. I'm so many things to so many people.
Can I just say that Dennis Walter wrote Why Won't You Explain?
Okay, the fact that you know that is really alarming to me. Yeah,
and it was on the Fable label and it was Ron Tudor who produced it, who recently passed away. That's why working at a music station, don't you want someone who knows about music?
Yeah, but kind of good music.
Hey, I need to clear something up, by the way. Just before we get to Ray Dearlove, who's coming up next, who's written this great book. Do you know what the collective noun for a rhino is?
No. Herd?
No, it's not a herd.
A horn?
No, but you're close.
Ah.
It's a crash.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Of rhinos, isn't it good? And Ray's book is called The Crash of the Rhinos.
Oh, brilliant.
I love this guy. He's so committed, and it's such a great thing to get involved in. We'll talk to him in just a minute, but I need to clear something up. Yesterday.
Yeah, what's that?
We were talking about. Yeah, you brought it up, the Emmys, and one particular show swept the Emmys in the comedy situation. And I went, that sounds terrible. What is it? And you said Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I went, my God, I've never seen an episode. How many series did they do? Mm. Six.
Yeah.
So I then laid in
a lot of episodes.
And last night I went home to watch it on Netflix, despite the fact that my sensor light goes on. Still
that's still going
every
on.
Time.
Yeah.
I watched four episodes in a row.
Yeah, and the verdict
pretty
from
bloody
you.
Good.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. So I watched one episode and I thought, so you say stick with it.
Well, it's a big call because it's, you know what they're like. You know, it's like Levy and
O'Hara,
who are great, but it's in your face. So it's not subtle.
It's big. It's big comedy.
It's big and they're going for it, but sometimes it should be rewarded. And I have to say I want to correct anything I suggested at my
You told me this is the first show that honestly you've recommended to me watch.
You recommended to me, didn't you?
Well,
wasn't
I did.
I told to go and watch it?
Yes, but I'm saying, but you've now come to me and said, I think you should watch it, which I like.
That. I don't take responsibility for it.
Oh, yes, you are. You're absolutely telling everyone in Australia, go and watch Schitt's Creek. You'll love it.
Can't handle it on top 30.
Okay, you're going to have to let that go.
I'm going to go. Come on, let's go. Is it time when we come back?
Radio Live join us. Rhino Ray after this.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Dave O'Neill is going to join us soon. The Song Whisperer is coming up as well. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
Okay, it's World Rhino Day, as we know. And some years ago, I met a bloke called Ray Dearlove. I think on the hot breakfast, maybe, we were talking about rhinos. Mm. And he was in charge of a creation called the Australian Rhino Project. And he asked me, would I host a fundraising night for them. And I said, yes, of course, being quite sympathetic to the plight of the rhinos. Went along, expecting to help out. It was one of the great nights of my life. I got way more back than I ever gave. I met so many great people who cared so much. I learned so much about the plight of this truly ancient and beautiful animal. And I'm glad to say we're still friends today, and Ray is still at it. We need more people like Ray doing great work to save beautiful animals like this. Welcome, Rhino Ray. Ray, Dearlove, how are you, Ray?
Good to hear your voice again, Mick. Thanks very much, you and Jane, for the opportunity.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you too. And, of course, I need to mention The Crash of the Rhinos, which is your book about preventing the extinction of an iconic species. It's out today on World Rhino Day. You need to get this book. You need to read it. You're sitting there in lockdown at the moment. You've got nothing to do. Get this out and get sympathetic. Ray, tell us about, bring us up to speed. What do we need to know about the plight of the rhino and where we are today and what we can all do? Tell us about the book.
Okay, the book is a play on words, Mick and Jane. It's A Crash is the collective noun for rhinos, which some people don't know, and I didn't know until quite recently. And it also describes the trouble that rhinos are in terms of being poached almost to the point of extinction. There has been a slight recovery, and there's some good reasons for that. The numbers are still pretty heavy, whereas there was a 1,215 in about 2015 were killed. It's now down to about 600. And you can say that's progress, sure, but it's still two rhinos a day that are being killed.
It's terrible.
And their horns are being used by people in Southern Asia predominantly to cure anything from colds to cancer to hangovers. Mick,
that's amazing.
And virility too is something that we feel skeptical about, and we're trying to tell the world that there's really no medical evidence at all that this will make you become more virile.
That's absolutely right. And, I mean, one could make funny jokes about being horny and all sorts of things. But we
I know, but really, this is what we've got to get across, don't we?
Well, that's right. And the book actually addresses that, Jane, because, it's unproven. It's crazy in terms of thinking that can actually improve your sexual performance and, and likewise cure cancer and those kind of things. So it's totally unproven clinically and medically, but the demand continues. And until that demand is sorted out, the supply will come because, as Sydney, as Mick knows, is it much of the poaching takes place in Africa, predominantly Southern Africa, which is home to probably 95% of the world's remaining rhinos. And a lot of the poaching is done. Sure, there's international crime syndicates involved, but the fellow who's right at the coalface and he's shooting the rhino and chopping off the horn is a chap who probably doesn't have any money. He doesn't have any social security. He's
that's
hungry.
Right.
He's not the problem. Yes, the problem is the system and the need for it. On that note, Ray, just before we get to some personal experiences, the proceeds in the sales of this book are directed to, I love this, to the all-female anti-poaching group, the Black Mambas. Now, they are, I've seen a doco on the Black Mambas, and this is a fantastic group of women who I noticed were, they were trained by former SAS and people, wasn't it? Because they put their lives in great jeopardy and distress during the course of protecting these animals.
They absolutely do, and I've met a number of them, and they are wonderful women. At the end of the day, they are women. I mean, and they're encouraged to be women, but they are tough and resilient.
Are they?
And you can say that.
They are.
But also, Mick, an important point here is also their role models in their locations or where they live, because I mean, with drugs and prostitution and all those kind of things. These women show what can be done in terms of having a job and the fact that rhinos and other animals are worth more alive than dead. So they do a wonderful job. So I'm really proud.
It's an incredible story. You're protecting rhinos and you're helping fund a great group of women who are the ripple effect in their communities is just incredible.
It is.
One question that people often ask, sorry, Ray, is what is the difference between a black and a white rhino? That's something I'm asked all the time because people know I have a great affiliation for them.
Jane, they're obviously part of the same species, but the one's a subspecies, so is the other one. The white rhino is a larger animal. It's pretty docile, generally speaking. And if you go to Werribee or one of those places, you'll see, I think they've got black rhinos as well, but you'll certainly see white rhinos. They've got the wide lip. So white rhino is a misnomer. It's actually from the Afrikaans word "vate," which means wide. So that's the one thing, and much bigger than the black rhino, and also in temperament, the black rhino is a mean animal, and the hunters will tell you that along with buffalo, they are the toughest animals to hunt if you desire to hunt them. Put it that way. But you shouldn't. When you go to the bush, you should know the difference, Jane. Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'll tell you, on that note, Jane has been to Africa and actually... Jane's been to Africa.
I've been quite a few times. I have a son who is obsessed and clearly with rhino as well. We went to the Eastern Cape and we were just north of Cape of Port Elizabeth.
Yes.
And we were fortunate enough to accompany a vet who asked us, would we like to go and tag a rhino who they were just, to make sure and tag it so that it wouldn't be poached and keep an eye on it. It's one of the best experiences of my life. But you only have 5 minutes, don't you, when you do this? Can you explain what happens? And we had about 40 local boys who had to pull the rhino up by rope because the rhinos can't lie flat on their backs because their organs will be crushed.
Oh, wow. That's right. So they put them over their tummy. I've also had done that, and it's a life-changing experience, Jane. It really is. Yeah. I imagine that the vet who took you is probably Will Folds, who's one of the best people on the planet.
Yes. He's, and talk about the guys hanging out a chopper. And he was a more senior fellow too, as he was with this big rifle, and just to make sure that you get it right, you don't want to miss.
No, that's quite right. No, and I mean, that job that they do of tagging the rhinos and also dehorning, which is, I'm not sure. Well, from a visual
point
of view.
You're conflicted, aren't you?
Yes. And this was not a dehorning experience, I can't say, because I don't think I could cope with that, but I understand why.
Yeah, Jan, having said that, it does regrow. And I mean, it's not painful. It's you know, it's keratin.
Okay.
So there is no pain involved for, you know, there's
That's
no
good.
Pain involved if it's done properly. There's a lot of pain involved if they get shot by a poacher.
Correct.
So, such a tough thing to look at and to commit to. It's half of you goes, are we waving the white flag? And the other half goes, my God, what's the point here? Yeah. Protection of the species.
Yeah. Quite right. Mick, one of the things I might mention, the impact of COVID has been fairly interesting because the wet markets in Wuhan, which some people, well, a lot of people seem to view the coronavirus came through bats, and some believe it came through pangolins, which is a delicacy in certainly China and Vietnam. And pangolin is the most traded wildlife animal in the planet.
It's terrible. And another prehistoric looking animal as well.
Correct, exactly. And now, thank God, both China and Vietnam have, I'm not sure whether it's closed, well, they certainly have closed, or whether it's suspended all the wet markets in both countries, which is a fantastic step forward. If that continues and they hold to that, I think we are somewhere down the track. I really do. I mean, it's a sad result. It's a good result from a sad event, but as you would understand.
Now, Ray, we're running out of time. I want to mention the book again, The Crash of the Rhinos by Ray Dearlove, Rhino Ray. You've got a couple of great forwards here, one from a mate of yours, George Gregan.
Jane Goodall.
Of course.
Yes, he is a mate of mine.
True fella. And the big one, Jane Goodall. Jane Goodall is riding you a Ford and giving you the stamp of approval.
You're the real deal, man. Come on.
You're running with a pretty fast and hard crowd there.
I know Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy, so I'm doing really well.
Maybe you could hook us up sometime. Now, listen, you're launching this tonight. Where and when can people go? How can people find this book?
Mick, you can buy it through Booktopia, and also I've got a website which is, won't surprise you, is called www.rhinoray.com.au. Yep. So that's where you can buy, and it'll be great because, and I welcome this opportunity enormously because I think spreading awareness, as you both of you do and are passionate about it, is part of the battle of getting this thing done and resolved. I really do.
So good on you, Ray. Thank you for your time. And we'll get you on shortly to find out how the book's going, okay?
Thanks so much, Mick. Thank you again, Jane.
Bye.
RhinoRay.com.au is where you buy that book. That's Ray Dearlove.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, RhinoRay.com.au, that's where you buy that book.
Have a thought for the rhino. It's really important. What an animal.
Unreal.
All right, here we go.
Time for it.
Jay, the song whisperer.
Running a little late into the news. Apologies again. Go, go, song whisperer. Yeah. Sorry.
You betcha. I was just going to say. happy to be Rhino J. That's
Rhino
fine with
J.
Me. Yeah. A guy has gone hard. He wakes up in a park after a bash. His mind is addled, and he's aware he may have missed out on the fun because of his drug use. A girl has gone equally hard. She's also in a park, but on a bench. She's fidgeting with the remains of a convenience store drink that sounds like how you drink it. Both are making plans on how they would deal with the petty crime version of an eclipse.
Jeez.
This is a really bizarre. Come
park.
On.
It's, someone left it's, the cake out in the rain.
MacArthur Park.
Is it Rome by B-52s?
Not the B-52s.
Sounds like the fizz of a drink. If you drink it, sounds like a drink.
It's a convenience store drink that sounds like how you drink it.
All right, take the tone out of your voice, would you?
No, there's no tone.
What about this one? In the sunshine. Cream.
Oh.
The sunshine of your love.
Interesting, Dange. You're on the right track, but not correct.
Well, we've got a couple of drug addicts in a park. They've passed out.
This is weird. This one is going to throw me. I know. It's really
all
odd.
All right, whatever. Well, give us a call. 133353, everybody.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in this hour, Nerd Alert.
Oh,
it's
great.
Out there. We are going to have a fully blown Nerd Alert, Jane. Somehow you're involved in this.
Well, I am because I'm loving it. New emojis out. I cannot wait to let you all know what is coming out in the new emoji world.
You're an honorary nerd for this segment. We'll get James in here to run that. Who else is on the show?
Well, we've got Dave O'Neill coming up, which I can't wait to talk with Dave. He's always great fun and probably the funniest man in Australia, I'm going to say it, bang. Jeez. If not the world.
Well, he wasn't one of the 30 hottest.
Well, he could have been. I'll ask him about it. I'm going to ask him who his crush was.
All right, can't wait. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll start at the top, though, with the Song Whisperer.
Change the Song Whisperer.
Now, I'm tipping this could be the last ever Song Whisperer.
Yeah, based me too.
On the nutty synopsis. I think you've gone too far. I don't know what you're hoping to achieve here.
I blame the playlist of this station, to be honest.
just say it. Get it out
the
there.
The audience, they'll get it.
No one will get it, but, you know.
I have faith.
Here we go. What's the faith? Come on. Synopsis.
A guy has gone hard. He wakes up in a park after a bash. His mind is addled, and he's aware he may have missed out on the fun because of his drug use. A girl has gone equally hard. She's also in a park, but on a bench. She's fidgeting with the remains of a convenience store drink that sounds like how you drink it.
What?
Both are making plans on how they would deal with the petty crime version of an eclipse.
Gulp. It's a gulp. It sounds like how you drink it.
The word fidgeting bothers me.
That's it. The whole thing. You're going to add fidget to your list of words like panties.
I don't like it.
Moist panties and fidgeting.
Don't say that ever again on this show. Yeah. Thank you.
Aren't you? We come home for a bit of a fidget.
Hey!
I'm trying to use it in context.
Yeah, those fidget spinners.
Don't. So people understand. Imagine a spelling bee. Fidget. Could you use it in a sentence, please? Yes. Hi, I don't mind a little fidget. And I'm feeling a bit.
We are on air.
Gary, good word. Get the ball rolling, mate. Gary, what's the song, please?
Yeah, I think I jumped a gun. I thought it was Who Are You by The Who.
That's a good guess. I'd love to hear that song.
That'd be a win. They were nutty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they
were nutty.
They used to go on fierce benders, too. Yeah. I'm sure they all woke up in a park.
They would have.
I think I had a crush on Roger Daltrey.
At some point, I'm sure.
There's the Rolls Royce in the pool. I'll just have another hour's sleep. God.
But they were the good rock and roll days. Yeah. That's what I like. Exactly. I miss those days,
Song
too.
Song
Not The Who.
Not The Who.
Oh, okay. Gee, you took your time.
Yeah, a massive delay there, Song Whisperer.
Check.
What are you doing? Why did it take
so long? Talking to Tokyo or something. What's happening
there? The Song Whisperer's losing.
Losing.
Oh, some kind of cognitive test on the Song Whisperer, please, before the end of the show.
I don't know.
Thanks, Gary.
What's going
Michael, what's the song? Come on, have a crack, mate. You can do
it. G'day, legends. Yeah. I'm a little bit embarrassed to even put this out there, but
don't
I'm going to throw out Katy Perry last Friday night.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, this makes sense because a guy's gone hard and a girl's gone hard, and this is what the whole point of Last Friday Night is.
Yeah.
This is where Kenny G makes an appearance in this film clip, by the way.
You've got to get over Kenny G.
Yeah, you're going to have to move
on. I'm saying he appears in it because everything goes wrong last Friday night.
He loves a fidget. Kenny G.
All right, now you must stop now.
This would make sense if we were the Hit Network.
Yeah, that's true.
And would play that
Triple
song,
M, man.
Song Whisperer.
No,
not Katy Perry.
Oh, my gosh. He's taking his time today. He's really scratching
his
head.
It's not Katy Perry.
Making sure. All right. Who else?
Damien.
Let's go to Damien. Hello, Damien.
Hey, g'day. It's got to be Life in the Fast Lane.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be. You sound so confident.
If it is, I'll resign from all forms of media.
I would love to hear this song.
It's not one of my favourite
Eagles songs.
Yeah, well, the Eagles, as you know, are the most overrated band in the history of rock and roll.
Is what you
say. Mick, we've got ratings coming out this week and we're not going to have anybody vote for us if you say that again about the Eagles.
Great to know. The Eagles are dead to me.
Don't say that. Don't say they're dead.
Not the Eagles.
Not the Eagles. Hey, oops. Damien, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a case of Brick Lane, though.
Winner.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Draft. You can pick up from Dan Murphy's. Well done, buddy.
Well done.
Should we go to Andrew?
Give it a go.
Hello.
Howdy.
I think it's Steal My Sunshine by Len. I know it's up for
me. One Hit Wonder from...
I would not know that band is called Len. I didn't know that was what the band was called.
I still don't recognise the song you're playing.
They're from Canada.
I'd say Buckley's song.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. You have been listening to the last ever Song Whisperer. Congratulations, Andrew. You're the last winner ever of the song. No, it's over.
You're done? We'll put a fork in it.
He's gone too
far. Wow.
I'm with you, actually, Mick, because I know what the F.
Crossed a bridge.
The Song Whisperer's ruined it.
What's the song?
And why are we playing this song, by the way?
We play it. It's on the playlist.
What?
Yes.
Right. Why? It's one hit wonder. One hit wonder.
All right, here we go.
Will we play it? All right, well, here it comes then. This is Len, Steal My Sunshine.
Song Whisperer, see me in my office.
You bet.
Oh, there he goes on his 10-second delay. All right, up next, it's Dave O'Neill.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We have been talking about who your crush was in that era, 1993, and we welcome Dave O'Neill to the show. Dave, how are you?
Hello. Well, apart from you, Jane.
Really?
Yeah, no, late show. The late show.
I was not your crush.
You still half a chance.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good to hear.
I was
big on, Shannon Doherty, 90210.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
She's a bad girl.
Yes, she was.
You liked a bad girl, Dave.
But, I'd probably end up with a nerd girl. That's what would be my luck.
Is that why you said me?
You are like a nerdy Shannon Doherty.
I don't mind that.
You're like a private school Shannon Doherty.
Yeah,
like
a bit snobby, sort of.
Like an aristocrat.
Oh, hang on.
Sloaney Shannon Doherty is how I would describe
but
you.
But even slutty a little bit.
Okay. I'm not
and sure. Less work than Tori Spelling. You know what I mean?
Tori Spelling was lucky her dad was running the company. It's all I'm saying.
And so, and did you decide who you say Andrea?
Andrea.
No one had a crush on Andrea.
No, poor Andrea. Sorry for her.
They had a reunion recently. Did you watch the show? It was the reunion.
Which was ruined by Alex Perry's death.
Luke Perry. The Sunglass
Once
King.
Once again, I'm first with the news. Luke Perry. To anyone who knows Alex Perry, I'm Luke Perry.
Killed him off.
Not dead.
Mind you, I would have liked to see Luke Perry with his sunglasses on his forehead because that was a big forehead.
That was a big forehead.
Man, you got to get some goggles up there.
Was he the headmaster at their school? I can't remember.
Right. He was one of the kids.
Yeah.
He was like their Fonzie.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
He was there, Fonzie, is the way to look at it.
Or Father Bob on E Street.
He wasn't like Father Bob. You're being ridiculous, Dave. You're not going to take it seriously. Dave, where'd you finish in the Hottest Blokes on Earth comp? Oh, you didn't get a mention.
I saw you got a mention, though.
Yeah, top 30 and with a bullet.
That's not bad.
But being weighed down by Chilaro and Sitch. Yeah, if I had been flying on my own, I reckon I would have zoomed into the top 10. But
yeah.
We were a bit of a rat pack back then.
We are.
No, you weren't at all a rat pack. Ridiculous.
What about Vince Colosimo? Surely Vincey Prince.
Vincey was up there, don't worry. Vince is always up there. Vince is still up there.
I saw him the other day. He looks good. He looks good. He still looks good, ladies. So look out.
Right.
What are you, his agent or something? What are you doing?
Who are you calling him up?
Is he on your podcast? You want to give out his number?
No, Vince has always been a good-looking rooster.
Yes, you're right.
Hey, Dave, what else is going on? How are you coping? You're in COVID lockdown in Victoria. Mm. Please.
No, you're not good, mate. You must be, I know
What's
you.
Going on?
And you're...
How are your gigs going?
Yeah. Oh, it's been going all right, but, I do gigs for all around Australia on the Zoom.
Yeah.
Done some big ones. I did Tip Top the other day, whatever.
That's big. I'm a fan.
Tip Top, that's a company that's hung around.
We played the footage
the other day on Front Bar. It was around the 80s, late 80s, where Dermot Brereton put Tip Top into the Premiership Cup. And
that was very controversial.
Incredible bits of
marketing.
Promotion.
Incredible.
And that's how long they've been around. Tip Top's the one. Good on your mum.
Yeah.
Good bit of advertising.
And they make a good Madeira cake too.
Do they?
Oh, well, you know what I said? That slogan, I said this to him on the Zoom call, has got to change because I do a lot of the cooking, so they've got to change that. It's sexist. Yeah?
What's sexist?
Good on your dad. Good on your dad. Tip Top's the one. You've burnt the toast again. When's Mum giving up her career so you can go back to your beers? Good on you, Dad.
I like it.
You're a bad chef. You know the big problem with Tip Top? Right. You know those red crates they have their bread delivered in?
Yes. Yeah.
People steal them. They steal them.
What
they
for?
People use them in nurseries for seedlings, and people just sell them on Facebook. $7 million a year.
What?
They lose in red crates, and there's one guy's job, and he has to go and get them back off people. That's his
job. What is wrong with people?
The crate hunter. So what I did the Zoom gig, I went to my local milk bar / small supermarket, and Albert, the guy who runs it, goes, yeah, take one of them. We don't own them. They're Tip Tops. You can have one. So I put it in the background when I was doing the gig.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They're the domestic equivalent of shipping containers. So when you go and see a whole stack of them somewhere, you can tell how our import-export relationship's going.
The world. What's making you happy at the moment, Dave?
Making me happy. This is my greatest joy, is when I see someone on TV my age who looks worse than me. That is.
Well, were you watching the front bar the other night?
She's mean tonight.
I'm mixed around my age, but Russell Howcross, my age. He looks a bit.
Russell
Howcroft. He looks a bit worse for wear.
Yeah.
Ship sailed on Russell.
Well, the other day I was watching the news and
they've got him on 3AW. He suits their demographic now, looking slightly older and
dignified.
Dignified.
They're arresting a man at his house, and he said on the news, a man was arrested today, 55-year-old, for robbing several banks. And they drag him out of his house, and he was like bald, sweating, fatter than me. And I paused the TV and I said to my wife, come in here. How old do you reckon that guy is? She's like, I don't know, 60? I go, he's my age. How lucky are you?
She
goes,
he's got a job. I said, he's robbing a bank. Oh, he's got money, has he? Oh, that's good.
Hey, that's ridiculous, Dave.
We're going to have to get cracking. Before we go, I love an update on your podcast. And with Glenn Robbins, are you still persevering? What's happening there?
Glenn.
What's he doing? Is he all right?
Speaking of comparing yourself to people on the screen.
Was he ever in any of those lists? The hot. Who was better? Yeah, he'd be your hot uncle, wouldn't he?
Uncle Arthur.
He'd be the hot granddad now. He's got a grandkid, so he's like a hot granddad,
right?
Glenn, but no, he's doing all right. He hasn't had a haircut for a long time, so
he's got a good head of hair.
He's wore some Grecian 2000, I believe.
And what about the Junkies with Kitty Flanagan? What's happening?
Such a good podcast.
Yeah, we're still recording. I'm in my. I've got so many chips. I did a gig for Smith's Chips, and they gave me 5 big boxes of chips. So I've got chips and twisties.
I like your biscuit three-way. Hundreds and thousands, honey jumbles and tiny teddies. Discuss. Thank you very much. That has made my life happy, and I'll do it in my own household.
Absolutely. And do you want a Gary update?
Gary.
Just quickly.
How is Gary?
He's good, but they asked him he was having a Zoom class, and they're asking, what do you want to do when you grow up? And he said he wants to sit on the couch, eat potato chips, and watch TV all day.
And force the story in this one.
The teacher goes, that's not a job. He goes, that's what my dad does. Classic.
Oh, Dave, thank you so much for joining us, Dave O'Neill.
Dave O'Neill, Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clear your throat. It's Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy.
Who did that?
It was Jane.
James?
What?
You just cleared your throat.
I'll tell you why I did, because I have to get a bit serious for a second, because Mick did prematurely call the death of Alex Perry.
Oh, hang on. Don't go repeating that, and that's irresponsible.
I've got the audio if you wanted to hear. This is what went to air just with Dave O'Neill about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
90210.
I had a reunion recently. Did you watch the show? It was the reunion.
Which was ruined by Alex Perry's death.
Luke Perry.
Oh,
the sunglasses.
Once
king.
Again, I'm first with the news. Luke Perry. Look.
Well, you have a bit of a, let's just say, there's a precedent for this.
Are you seriously going to do this?
Yeah, I'm going to do this because you just don't get your facts right, mate. Yeah. Let's just reminisce about someone else's death you called a little bit early.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that has he passed away?
Pardon me, I may have gone.
Married to my sister and she's been in there and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
the most insincere, I've ever heard in my life.
I was ultimately proved right. That's all I'll say. And I was first with the news.
All right.
A big cheerio to all of Alex Perry, Alex and all your family and friends.
Alex is doing good. He's fine. He's doing okay.
Good news all around. A remarkable comeback.
On this,
a lot of people rate you off, but I didn't.
On this day, we're going to check out our nerd alert right after this.
Fuck!
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Attention. Hello. Attention.
Nerd alert.
The nerds are taking over.
What a nerd.
Time to sound the nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
Just before we get into it, right of reply. Dave, you played two examples of me prematurely declaring someone's death.
Prematurely,
push the button that says Jim Whaley, please. We all remember this fiasco.
Sorry to the Whaley family.
Yeah. Good day, Jim.
So he's not being extradited, is that correct? Or he's just going to stay?
Oh, Jane, I don't know. What am I?
Oh, sorry to use a big word
what
for
am
you,
I,
mate.
Jim Whaley.
Come on.
Jim Whaley, rest in peace.
Oh, sorry. So Jim probably would have had that news. Really?
Yes.
He's been dead for years.
Jim Whaley is alive and well.
And how do you know this, Dom?
I worked on his house on Monday.
I'm so sorry to the Whaley family.
Okay, I'm sorry. All right, now listen, get to it. Hello, James. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, guys.
Fire away, nerds.
Happy first day of spring, everyone.
Officially, today. It's the spring equinox today, guys.
Okay.
I understand what that means, because it's the 22nd.
That's right, of September, yeah.
So why is this important? Why is this in...
Well, today officially is the mark of spring, and so the days will get longer, more daylight.
Days have been getting longer, mate.
But
officially they do okay.
They're longer
like
than
in,
the nighttime.
Yeah. So in June it was the 21st, 20... Oh.
Do you go mad on the equinox? Is it like a full moon? Do you get horny or something?
The solstice is a lot of fun, but the equinox is a little bit better.
Yeah. What's the theme song of the equinox?
Oh, I think we could use a little...
Do you remember
when it second.
It says 21st.
Thank you.
I said second.
Yes, but it is in America. In here, it's 22nd.
It give it to the song whisperer. Take it back there with the song. All right, what have we got?
Well, it's new emoji day.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
You really do deliver when we ask for a nerd alert, don't we?
Yay.
You've got it covered.
The Unicode Consortium, which is made up of Microsoft, Google, Facebook, Adobe,
nerds.
Apple, IBM, Netflix, they've all agreed on about five new emojis.
Okay, you love this, Jane. You're an emoji
I do,
nerd.
But I'm disappointed with five new emojis. That's BS.
It's not enough.
Yeah, they were saying that because of the coronavirus pandemic, the consortium wasn't going to be able to meet up.
Lazy.
That's rubbish.
What have we got?
We're going to get face exhaling, which looks like a sighing face.
I'm going to use that a lot.
Straight back at you.
Next.
Face in clouds. So if you want a bit of a smoky effect, it's like a face hidden by some clouds.
What does that mean?
I don't understand.
You would send that when?
Why?
You're in a nightclub and the fog machine is going on?
No, that's not true.
Okay. I fail to understand.
Why would I send face in clouds smoky in brackets? Like, what does that mean?
You know what? I actually...
Confused.
I don't want to get too dark here, but bushfires and that? Like if you're walking...
No, it's nothing to do with bushfires.
I want to know. Answer it. Don't move on. I feel it's confused or hidden.
Whitney says, "Is it a foggy head? I'm a bit foggy. I'm confused." James.
Oh, yeah.
She'll be using it. That's probably her. It's a picture of her. That's a picture of Whitney after a big night. That's an emoji. Wee.
She's BIT backing down.
All right.
Heart on fire.
So it's a heart with flames. I'll be receiving a few of those.
1993, hottest man in the world.
Yeah. The world's on fire. So that's nothing new. That's just accentuating what already exists.
I burn for you, Mick.
Yeah, but there's enough of that already, and stop it, that's creepy.
I'm going to dump you.
All right, what does heart with bandage mean?
I think this is one that Mick will be receiving a lot of as well, when you break someone's heart.
But there's already a broken heart
emoji.
But this is repairing it. repairing it with a bandage.
So, Pam, please better. Help me.
Moving on.
Face with
looks
spiral
like a, looks like boobs. Okay. Looks like boobs in a,
okay.
In a boob shoe.
Go and
that's
see a doctor.
It's just like a Rorschach test.
Mm-hmm. It does. Let's see your psychiatrist. Okay, face with spiral eyes.
That's that's the last one. That's sort of like hypnotized.
What does that mean?
You know, I'm
mind you
spinning
spell?
Out.
Yeah, a bit alarmed.
Yeah. Don't believe what I'm seeing.
I'm befuddled.
Looks like you've been roofied. I've been roofied. Send help.
All right. Well, there it was. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds. You can find the perfect match to your form preferences easily with Neds Filter Form, neds.com.au.
They
oh,
have
you
made
got
it,
that right.
They've made it so easy. It's, yeah. All, it's almost too easy.
Right.
Because
I don't mind it being too easy.
But my thing is I like gambling in the spring carnival.
Yes.
I like backing football teams, but I don't like doing all the legwork. No. I don't like having to do all the backwork.
Well, we're not all experts, are we?
We're not. No. Someone else did the heavy lifting. Like the nerds down at Neds, the IT
well, that's
nerds,
true.
Who have put together one of the great apps that basically says, leave it with us.
Yeah.
You punch in the information you want, we'll give you your best options.
Mm. Well, like, what are your range of form preferences? For example, like what? Well, for, say, racing, what would you put in?
Who won last start?
Yep.
Top jockey,
go,
top
okay,
trainer,
great.
Track
yep.
wins, win yep. at distance, win last start, track
oh,
conditions.
Oh, that's good.
Gotcha.
So I don't have to worry about looking that up.
You don't have, well, you can just punch in the info. It'll give you back the best options. Mm. It's like Tinder.
Excellent.
You
oh, great.
Can swipe right.
It's the only way I'm getting on Tinder.
On a horse or a team you like. You can bet on anything, even horses with stupid names like this.
Five demon bag, fifth toward the inside, and then it is a spider buck, followed by Art on the outside. Coming to the top of the stretch, half cat the leader. In the middle of the track is Art. Coming down to the final 16th, it is Stampat in front. Arg! Arg! Arg in front, coming down to the wire. They're coming to the finish, and it's all...
If you were in Neds, you would have been on Arg, because I would have picked it for you. That's what they do. Leave the heavy lifting to them. You go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Watch the sport, have fun, be social, look at the pretty dresses. It's all done. The IT nerds have got you covered.
Off you
good
go, neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
How's the podcast going?
It's going really well. In fact, I think today...
What are the numbers?
I heard today, Song Whisperer, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe we are third in the network. Is that right? A Kennedy Malloy podcast with a bullet.
Third? Just behind AFL and NRL.
There you go. Number one show in the network.
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's
do I get
right.
a pay rise or anything?
No, I think you get a pay cut.
Why would I get a pay cut? I'm seriously, like, will they put it's a just... statue of me out the front of Triple M?
Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Really? Like, you're a statue kind of guy?
It'd be like the statue of David, but with a much bigger wang.
Okay.
Has it ever occurred to you how tiny David's penis is? For such a popular statue,
right.
You go... If I was David, I would have been real shitty.
Filthy, yeah.
What's that? Are you pulling the piss, mate?
Yeah, big balls, though.
I beg your pardon? Come on. I'm about to cook dinner.
Take that.
I'm sorry I said that.
I don't need to hear about
we'll
this.
Take that.
Even I'll
dump
that. He didn't have big balls.
I think he did.
He's got a tiny penis.
All right.
Apparently, according to a James
no arms,
producer,
no arms.
Small dicks were attractive in those times.
I beg your pardon?
It's a lot like fat chicks.
Yes.
Do you know what
fat
I mean?
Fat chicks and small dicks. It was all happening in the Renaissance.
I would have been a lady killer.
Okay.
All right. What's on tomorrow? What are we doing?
Oh, Merrick Watts is going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, well, we're not going to ask him about anything like this, all
no,
right?
Well,
you just don't ask him about
things
he's got
tomorrow.
A tiny
the
wing.
Size of anything. Oh, come on.
All right, that'll be tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Neds Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.